ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 2 हिरण्यकश्यपु किंग ऑफ द डीमंस टेक्स्ट 38। अहो वयम् धन्यतमाय दत्र अहो वयम् धन्यतमाय दत्र त्यक्त्वा पितृभ्यां न विचिन्तयाम त्यक्त्वा पितृभ्यां न विचिन्तयाम अभक्ष्यमाणा अबला वृकादिभिः अभक्ष्यमाणा अबला वृकादिभिः सरक्षिता रक्षति यो हि गर्भे सरक्षिता रक्षति यो हि गर्भे। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस इसी भक्ति विदान स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद। Translation: It is wonderful that these elderly women do not have a higher sense of life than we do. Indeed, we are most fortunate, for although we are children and have been left to struggle in mortal life, unprotected by father and mother, and although we are very weak, we have not been vanquished or eaten by ferocious animals. Thus, we have a firm belief that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has given us protection even in the womb of the mother, will protect us everywhere. Purport: As stated in Bhagavad Gita 18.61, Ishvara Sura Bhutanam Ruddeshe Arjuna Tishtati. The Lord is present in the core of everyone's heart. Thus the Lord gives protection to everyone and gives the different types of bodies the living entity wants to enjoy. And everyone is done by the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, one should not lament the birth and death of a living being, which have been arranged by the Supreme Lord. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 15.15, Sarvasya chaham hrudi sannivishto matta smritir jnanam ahponam cha. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. One must act according to the direction of the Lord within the heart. But because the conditioned soul wants to act independently, the Lord gives him the facility to act and experience the reactions. The Lord says, Sarva dharman parityajyam, mam ekam sharanam braja. Give up all other duties and simply surrender unto me. One who does not abide by the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is given the facility to enjoy this material world. Instead of restricting him, the Lord gives the conditioned soul the opportunity to enjoy, so that by mature experience, after many, many births, bahunam janmanam ante, he will understand that surrender to the lotus feet of Vasudev is the only duty of all living beings. Sri Yamaraji has come as a small boy, and he is giving this philosophical wisdom to the wives of King Suyagya. In fact, this is a story Hiranyakashipu is narrating to the wife of Hiranyaksha, his mother and nephews, because we can see that Hiranyaksha, although he appeared as a great demon and he terrorized almost the entire universe and giving trouble to demigods and so many living entities, still he was a great hero for his wife, because for his wife he was a shelter who was giving her complete protection and assurance and a sense of security. And while fighting with Lord Varahadev, he died on the battlefield. That was a really glorious death. And Hiranyakashipu, he is trying to console his mother, his sister-in-law and nephews, explaining the temporary nature of this material world. And he explained in the beginning that just like people come together at a place, in a restaurant or some place where they come together, they eat together, they drink water and they leave. Similarly, this material world is like that. We come together, we develop relationships, and then at the end it is going to finish. We have to, we'll be separated. So, he gave this first wisdom, but it was difficult to digest or to understand, because when someone is emotionally afflicted, it's very difficult to understand the temporary nature of this material world or the existence of this eternal spirit soul. So it requires an expert person to help in such situation, who can actually bring out that person from such great lamentation. And this is the nature of this material world, that things are temporary in this material world. And of course we can see that it requires so much of an austerity to develop relationships. In the material world also we can see that people try to develop relationship with each other, friendship. And it is, it takes a lot of time. But we can see that for a small cause or for within some time, if there are some doubts or some problems are there, then the relationships are broken so quickly. And it is very difficult to again mend those. So therefore, here in Srimad Bhagavatam, there are not only a displays, but previously also, Srila Sukadeva Goswami and previous acharyas have given wonderful stories which explain that how to face such situations in our life. Because everyone will be facing sooner or later. So here, Hiranyakashipu is trying to console because they were in a great state of lamentation. And for them, Hiranyaksha was all in all. So then he explained the story of King Suyagya, which was quite similar to their condition. And by engaging mind into hearing about someone who had faced such situation, that gives some sort of assurance or hope that still we can continue or how to face such difficulties in our lives. Yesterday, of course, Shamananda Prabhu has very succinctly explained the nature of the soul, what are the characteristics of the soul, and how the soul is eternal, and means it comes from a place which is unknown, avyakta dini bhutani, vyakta madhyani bharat, avyakta nidana neva tatraka paridevana. Lord Krishna also explained to Arjuna the very basics of spiritual life, that we are not this material bodies, we are spirit souls. That's a very, very basic. And some sort of philosophers or people, they try to negate. They do not want to get entangled into this material world. So therefore, they try to negate about everything. They say that if we do any activity, we will get entangled into this material world. So therefore, better not do any activity. Or even establishing relationship with anyone, one feels that, okay, it is so troublesome, so why should I get entangled or prolong my material life? So that is one school of thought. But the Vaishnava, they think in the different levels. Vaishnavas also feel lamentation. It is not that they are hard-hearted, emotionless people. They just are observing things, are moving, passing here and there. They are not affected. It is not like that. Vaishnavas have higher emotions, spiritual emotions, and they also feel pain when they see another Vaishnava suffering, or if another Vaishnava leaves them, their association physically or So, previously also in Srimad Bhagavatam, there was story of King Chitraketu. He was a king and he did not have any son. And after so much of attempts, he did not have any son. So that time, Angira Muni happened to pass by there and he expressed his sorrow that I have kingdom, big kingdom, so many wives, so many queens are there, but this is my worry that I do not have any son. That was the only thing troubling him. And he prayed to Angira Muni to have a son, and he granted that. And after some time, when one of his wives was going to have the child, and the name of the child was also given as Harshashok, means one who gives pleasure and one who gives limitation also. So he felt that maybe he will give some pleasure and sometimes he will do some mischief, and that will be like I have to suffer for some time. But he was ready for all that. But when one of the wives, she got that son, other wives became very envious. So much so that they poisoned the child. And when the child was dead on the bed, was not rising, that time he was thinking, why this child is not waking up now? Why this child does not talk? And when he realized that this child is no more now, so this king was, although he was a king, he forgot everything. He was simply lamenting for the loss of his child. He forgot that he had a kingdom, he had so many things. So at that time, again, Narad Muni and Angira Muni came. Because they realized that now is the time to explain him the science of God or science of soul. And for them also, it took a lot of time because he was so much in a state of lamentation. So gradually they explain that this nature of this metal world is temporary. And the soul is eternal. The relationships in this metal world are temporary. So it took a lot of time. Of course, for a man, it is easy to understand this. They can understand this philosophy because they are philosophically quite analytical. They can analyze quite properly and they can understand. But for a woman, it is very difficult to understand the eternality of the soul. Because they become quite emotional. So therefore, at this case also, the wives of Hiranyaksha, they were so much lamenting, and it was very difficult for Hiranyakashipu to explain. And therefore he is narrating this story. And in this story he is explaining that this king, he was also a great hero, he was also fighting on the battlefield, and he also died. And his wives were lamenting. So that time, Yamaraj came as a small child. And he is speaking this philosophy. Yamaraj is speaking in previous verse also and in this verse that he came like an orphan child. And he is speaking in that tone. And he is speaking that it is wonderful that these elderly women do not have a higher sense of life than we do. Indeed, we are most fortunate, for although we are children and have been left to struggle in material life, unprotected by father and mother, and although we are very weak, we have not been vanquished or eaten by ferocious animals. Thus, we have a firm belief that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has given us protection even in the womb of the mother, will protect us everywhere. So, Yamaraj, as a small orphan child, is speaking that we have some realization. And what is that realization? That the Supreme Lord protects his devotees. That is the realization. Yamaraj is speaking as a small child. And how it is so? He is saying that we have been left unprotected. Nobody is protecting us. Tyaktva pitrubhyam na vichintayam. We have been left unprotected without any father or mother. And what was the danger even for small children? Abhakshamana abhala brukadip. Sometimes there are ferocious animals. Of course, in cities we may not find, but in villages, where there are villages close by to forest, or where there are people staying close by, where there is a danger of animals, man-eating animals. Sometimes such animals, they come and they eat small children, they just take away. So, it is a very risky situation. But here, Yamaraj is saying that how the Lord protects. Even there is danger of being eaten by such ferocious animals. But the fact that we are living, that means the Supreme Lord has protected us. Otherwise, how it is possible that we are still living? We were small children, we have grown up, and there had been so many cases of dangerous situations. But still Lord has protected us. That shows that how Lord is so merciful and how he protects his devotees. And Lord has protected us, even the womb of the mother. Because in the womb of the mother, the child is so helpless. And in there also there is so much danger, that there are other small insects are biting that child, and the child cannot do anything. The consciousness is just developing, and he has to simply tolerate. So this is a fact, that the Supreme Lord protects his devotees. So therefore, one should not worry. Because ultimately, he is a supreme protector. There may be people claiming to be giving protection, but ultimate protection is given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mare Krishna Rakhe Ke Rakhe Krishna Mare Ke. It is explained that if Supreme Lord gives protection, no one can harm. And if the Supreme Lord does not give protection, even if there may be so much protection, one will lose his life or one will be in a dangerous situation. And in that reference, Srila Prabhupada gives examples also. Like, he explained that there was one planning commissioner, Meghnad Sah, and he was on his way to go to attend some meeting and to plan about a lot of things. But on the way, he was faced to death. There was no time given to him. So, because Srila Prabhupada, when he was distributing his Back to Godhead magazines, like, he was distributing and people would say that, "I don't have time, no time." So when this Srila Prabhupada was encountered like this, that people do not have time for Krishna, who has given so much time to us to live in this material world. They do not have time for Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada wrote an article, "No Time," in his early Back to Godhead magazines, and he published that, and he gives this example in that. And there is another example he gives, that there was one Dr. Ansari, was he one of the Congress leaders, and he was himself a doctor. But when he was going to some other place in the train, he was faced with death. And while dying, he was saying to other people there that, "I am myself a doctor, and there are so many relatives of mine are also doctors. But at this crucial time, no one is there. No one is there to help me." So therefore, Srila Prabhupada wrote that article, "No Time." So therefore, it is very important to understand that who is the supreme protector, who is protecting all of us, and that is the Supreme Personality of God. And in the purport also, Srila Prabhupada explains that Ishwarasarobhutanam Ruddeshu Arjuna Trishtati. The Lord is present in the core of everyone's heart. And does the Lord gives protection to everyone and gives the different types of bodies the living entity wants to enjoy. The Lord is the best friend of all living entities. And the material world, we forget that we have a best friend within ourselves. And who is actually guiding in all stages, from whom comes knowledge, remembrance and forgetfulness, who understands all of our desires. And to fulfill those desires, he gives us different types of bodies. Because Srila Prabhupada he explains in Bhagavad Gita at one place that the Supreme Lord as a super soul is there in everyone's heart, is very close to us. And just like one can detect the fragrance of the flower when it is held close, similarly the Supreme Lord can detect the desires of living entities. And he makes all arrangements to fulfill those desires. And therefore, we can see that once desires are fulfilled, whether they may be material desires or spiritual desires, as soon as one desires, the Supreme Lord is there very close to him. And as a best friend, he makes all arrangement to fulfill those desires. And therefore, here Srila Prabhupada explains later on that the Supreme Lord does not restrict anyone. That one who does not abide by the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is given the facility to enjoy this material world. Instead of restricting him, the Lord gives a conditioned soul the opportunity to enjoy, so that by mature experience, after many, many births, Bahunam Janmana Mante, he will understand that the surrender to the lotus feet of Vasudev is the only duty of all living beings. So, that is the situation, that although one may not be completely surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and sometimes surrendering to someone, one feels some kind of fear, that if I surrender totally to the Supreme Lord, then what will happen? Maybe my all material assets will be taken away, I'll become bankrupt, I will lose everything. So, such kind of fear may be there. However, when it is not a forceful surrender, Krishna is not demanding that you must surrender. It is for our welfare that when we hear his message and try to serve him, that is a loving surrender. And when someone serves the Supreme Lord in that mood, then the Supreme Lord protects his devotees. And otherwise also he is maintaining everyone. It is not that if someone does not have faith, he will not maintain those living entities. He is maintaining all living entities in this material world. There is one small story one devotee had told, that there was one person who used to feed people, and he would call them and give them food, and he would tell them that how the Lord is protecting everyone, he is supplying everyone all the food, and he would glorify the Lord. One day, what happened? He called one person and he was feeding him, and he was glorifying the Lord, that how the Supreme Lord, he is the owner of all the material worlds, spiritual worlds, how he is giving food to all of us. And this person happened to be atheist, who was a non-believer in God. So he started blaspheming that, what is this? Who is Supreme Lord? Nobody is there. You are feeding me. So he was annoyed. He was thinking that, oh no, what has happened? I have called an atheist who doesn't believe in Lord. He is blaspheming the Lord. So he was lamenting, he was repenting. So at that time, one voice came from the sky, and it said that, don't worry, you feel that you are annoyed because you have called one atheist who doesn't believe in, but I am feeding so many atheists, so many years I've been feeding them. So don't worry that you have just called one atheist. There are so many people like that. So there are people, those who do not believe, but still he is protecting. He is giving food to even animals, insects, birds. Everyone is getting their quota. So therefore, the Supreme Lord protects his devotees, and this is a message here. Even Yamaraj is trying to give to the wives of this king Suyagya. And later on also he explains that how the Supreme Lord protects, and he gives the example that just like one loses some money, a wallet or something, he loses and it is there on the ground somewhere. If he has to find, he will find it back. And it is by the will of the destiny, it is protected there. Nobody takes that. So many people are passing by here and there. But still, the Lord wants to protect. Nobody can harm. Nobody can take away those things. So therefore, here we can see the emotions of the wives of Hiranyaksha, wife of Hiranyaksha, Vrishabhanu. She was lamenting, and children also, they were lamenting. They were feeling a great separation, because for them he was the immediate protector who was protecting and supplying everything. And once Hiranyakashipu is explaining the philosophy of eternality of the soul, they are coming out of it gradually. And it happens, like, it is not just at the moment of death only there is a feeling of separation, but sometimes somebody is going to some other place for some days, still there is a feeling of separation. One feels that feeling of separation, that oh, he's going, I'm not able to see him. And that is quite natural, because human beings, they want to establish relationships, or their emotions, and they cannot be neglected. Even in Krishna consciousness, they cannot be neglected. One cannot think that, oh, this is all mundane, this is all material. You are getting attached. It cannot be neglected. Even the devotees also, sometimes they get attached to each other. Even in our line of Gaudiya Parampara also, we can see that there were Srinivasa Acharya, Srila Narottam Das Thakur, they were such great exalted Vaishnava saints, but still they were attached to each other. And it was not just a material friendship, but they had such deep spiritual friendship amongst each other. Because they were valuing the association of other Vaishnava. They were feeling that he is such a great Vaishnava, and it is such a great fortune to have his association. To get the association of devotees is so rare in this material world. And to get someone who is more advanced in his spiritual realizations, it is such a great benediction. And that we can see in the lives of Srinivas Acharya and Srila Narottam Das Thakur, that how they were greatly attached to each other, Shyamananda Pandit. And when Srila Srinivas Acharya, disappeared from this material world, it was not easy thing for Sri Narottam Das Thakur to digest that. And therefore he composed that bhajan, Jayanilo Premadhanu Karuna Prachur, Heno Prabhu Kutha Gelo Acharya Thakur. He's in a great state of lamentation. He composed this bhajan. And in his bhajan, he is expressing his heart that one who had such great compassionate heart, Karuna Prachur, who gave the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Heno Prabhu Kotha Gela, Acharya Thakur, where has that personality gone? And means it was not easy for him to accept the fact, and therefore the disciples of Srinivas Acharya or their followers, they do not explain his disappearance, how he disappeared, and it is too painful for them. And sooner, after 1 year, even Narottam Das Thakur, he had his disappearance pastime. So, for the Vaishnavas, it is very important to value each other's association. And even in Vaishnava communities also, there are disappearance of devotees. Of course, there are mixed feelings when someone passes away. One feels joyful because we know philosophically that he had performed so much devotional service, and definitely the Supreme Lord will give him higher destinations, or he will take him back home, back to Godhead. And at the same time, there is suffering because we are not able to get his personal association. So therefore, there are mixed feelings amongst Vaishnavas. However, when we are together, we should try to take that association seriously and take help from each other. One should not take it for granted. One should not criticize other devotees, because as one comes more closer, one can see the defects in other devotees. There are faults in other devotees. And if one only takes the faults and gives up the good qualities, then he will just accumulate all the faults from all the devotees. But as a Paramahansa devotee, one should try to take the good qualities in others. One should see that, one should see and one should magnify those good qualities in others. Seeing that, that is such wonderful qualities other devotees are having and they are growing in their spiritual lives. Although there may be so many conditionings, there may be so many other defects. But as a honeybee, one should try to take the good qualities. Not as a fly, just finding out faults. So it is very important that to take the association of other devotees seriously. And this is possible when someone overlooks all other bad qualities and prays to the Supreme Lord and to the Holy Name to give us that vision to see the good qualities in others. And when one is praying in that mood, the Supreme Lord, who is seated in everyone's heart, will see that this devotee has a sincere desire to glorify other devotees and to make progress in his own life and others, helping others also. Then he will cleanse away all the contaminations within the heart. That is the mercy of the Supreme Lord. And in that way he is protecting us. We should pray to the Lord to protect not only our material lives, material assets, but to protect our spiritual lives. Because we are in a such a precarious condition that if we do not take up this process sincerely, then we may commit offenses against other devotees. And although the Lord is ready to protect us in all these difficult situations, because of our conditioning, our anarthas, we may put ourselves into trouble. So therefore, it is very important, because when someone comes to Krishna consciousness, they are like small children. And their devotional creeper is just growing. And Srila Rupa Goswami has elaborately explained in teachings of Lord Chaitanya that this devotional creeper has to be grown properly. The devotional sentiments towards the Supreme Lord, we should nourish them. We should water them properly by regularly hearing and chanting. And even if that devotional creeper grows more, still there is danger. Danger from bigger animals. And like mad elephant offense. When the mad elephant comes in the properly trimmed garden, it will just vanquish everything. It will trample upon all the creepers and even uproot big trees. So therefore, it is such a precarious condition that one may lose his Krishna consciousness at any moment if someone commits an offense towards devotees. So therefore, if someone is careful about two things, one is chanting inoffensively and not committing offenses towards any devotees or finding faults, then his progress in spiritual life is guaranteed. And the Lord will protect him in all the circumstances. And in this way, one will grow in his spiritual lives. So therefore, here Hiranyakashipu is explaining this story and trying to explain the wife of Hiranyaksha, that how to overcome this situation, how to face the reality. And later on we'll see that how it proceeds further, and there are appearance of Narasingadev and teachings of Prahlad Maharaj and everything. Hare Krishna. Someone has any questions, comments? अंतरा श्रीमद्भागवतम की श्री प्रभुपाद।